brought to you by Penguin.
The Sensational Toddler Sleep Plan, written and read by Alison Scott Wright.
Forward by Millie McIntosh. It is no exaggeration to say that Alison's first book, The Sensational Baby Sleep Plan, was an absolute game changer for me and for my baby daughter. It was a helping hand when we needed it most, a wise voice that rose above the noise, and a guide that offered me some semblance of control when everything felt overwhelming. It is no small thing to find yourself suddenly responsible for a lovely little human, and at times the challenges of those early months felt immense. I turned to Alison's book on a really bad day, and it gave me hope. I've since recommended it to many new parents, and they have come back to me in their droves to say thank you and that it was a game changer for them too. If you've already read it, then you'll likely know what I'm talking about. But much as we'd like to believe otherwise, there are always new bumps in the road of infant sleep. Your napping newborn is suddenly a one-year-old, and they don't need quite as many naps now. Perhaps they aren't sleeping at night as well as they once did, or they never really found their routine. While Alison's first book was my sleep Bible for the first year of my daughter's life, I am so relieved that the Sensational Toddler's Sleep Plan is now here to see us through the next few years. For all the parents who found help in the Sensational Baby Sleep Plan, this is the book that will keep you on track. And for those who haven't read the first book, and who have either been struggling with sleep for over a year, or who have hit a difficult patch, this is the book that will fix things for you. There are stories from other parents who have been helped by Alison in these pages, and I hope that by the end of this book, you'll have your own story too, but I wanted to share mine here. We knew before she was born that Sienna was a breech baby. In her case, she was positioned with her head above her feet, and that this is known to sometimes cause hip problems in a child. We were therefore offered a routine scan when she was 12 weeks old to check how her hips were developing. We weren't expecting any issues, so we left that appointment feeling shocked and quite distressed. We'd been told that she had hip dysplasia, and were given a harness that she had to wear for 24 hours a day for at least the following 6 weeks. It was horrible to see our cuddly little girl with her legs strapped up and to the side like a frog. She was very uncomfortable for the first few days, and I felt miserable that I couldn't make it better for her. I expected things to improve as Sienna got used to being in that position, but that wasn't at all the case. Instead, the things that had been difficult beforehand, the sleepless nights, the crying, the fussy feeding, all became much more challenging. I knew that Sienna had previously displayed some symptoms of reflux, but I'd never been particularly worried, and we'd been told time and time again that all babies struggle to sleep, and that there was nothing unusual about a particularly tricky witching hour in the evenings. But the fixed position of the harness exacerbated every symptom, and in the evening she now cried for hours before eventually falling asleep completely exhausted. I was so grateful when a lovely friend whose child had also experienced hip dysplasia and sleeplessness reached out to offer support. In our conversation, she mentioned a book that had been hugely helpful, The Sensational Baby Sleep Plan. I bought it straight away. I was desperate to find a solution and to help my poor daughter. She wasn't sleeping well at all, which meant she was overtired, and that in turn made her even more miserable. And, if I'm honest, I was struggling too. I'm not ashamed to admit that there were tears from both of us on quite a few occasions. I felt so guilty, like I ought to be doing more to help her, and the lack of sleep was very challenging. I was lost in a fog doing stupid things, like putting my coffee in the freezer, and feeling completely detached from myself. In the Sensational Baby Sleep Plan, Alison covers so much more than just sleep, much as she does in this new book, so that her readers can be absolutely sure that they are doing the right thing for their child. I remember reading about the signs and symptoms of reflux, and recognising almost every single one in my daughter. I reached out to Alison, and she called me almost straight away. She promised that things would get better. All the information was in the book, and she was on hand to help me too. The relief was incredible. With Alison's guidance, we saw a doctor who prescribed medication to assist with reflux, and the change in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?